thanks for joining me on the Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio this week. And no more dedicated people than dancers, and the world of dance is huge. Visual arts and choreography, we're going to talk about all that and more with Anastasia Moriova, world champion dancer, choreographer, and really interesting. And she's got a great product in dance and tech, and we're going to talk a lot about that. And Anastasia, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick. It's a real pleasure.
No,
and
real,
I can't wait, you know, to share whatever I've got. So.
Yeah, real pleasure to have you on. And your product is Dance and Dazzle. And just kind of give my listeners a little background on that.
Sure. I actually just retired currently, like 8 months ago.
Okay.
And I've been asked, you know, to different people to put some choreographical pieces together for different type of events. And then I've been approached and asked to present some dancers for the movies. So from their experiences came my Dance and Dazzle. That's basically an entertainment agency that provides entertainment pieces. It can be any type of dancing or something related to dancing for the weddings, birthday parties, corporate events. And also what we are looking into in the very near future, I hope, is to launch something in the metaverse. So that will be the next step.
Okay.
Once that technology will be ready for that.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that. Anastasia is the CEO of Dance and Dazzle. She's a world champion, World Cup professional ballroom dancer. Dance and Dazzle is the is basically an entertainment agency for weddings, media, parties, shows. They put on a great show and great entertainment. You're using some of the best entertainers around. And how excited are not only you, but the other entertainers that are able to show off their talents, Anastasia?
Yeah, it's been really great, and we've done a couple of the events. One of them really stands out. There was a beautiful, beautiful wedding on Hollywood Hills. I don't know if you're familiar with Crustacean Restaurant. So the owner's son was getting married, and they asked me to put a couple of dancers together for them, just kind of just to present that couple, the wedding dance. And we did that, and everyone was so happy, and it was so beautiful because the venue was amazing. That was actually the house where Godfather was shot a while ago.
Sure.
So that was very beautiful, and all came along so like nicely, and everyone were happy. So yeah, it's been very exciting so far.
Yeah, we invite everybody to check out www.danceanddazzle.com. We'll put all the links in the show notes. And so you kind of custom make the shows for the client, Anastasia? Is that kind of how it works? And are the attendees sometimes included, or do they get to a little chance to get into the show as well?
Yes, it all depends on basically client needs and wants. This time, what it was, they provided music and they said, we really want this music. It was from one of the TV series, which was a little challenge because, you know, dancing usually goes by specific beat of the music. So that was a little bit challenge, but the couples were great. I had professional couples dancing it, and we put all together, we choreographed it for their wants, and everything went well. So it always comes back to whatever the client would want, and we just make it happen.
Yeah, I love that aspect of it, how you custom make it for the clients. That makes everybody have a good time and be involved. And we're with Anastasia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, here with Dance and Dazzle. And dance is really, ballroom dancing has really been in the spotlight over the last 15 years or so, Anastasia, with shows like Dancing with the Stars and other shows. Have those reality type competition shows been good for the sport of dance?
Absolutely. I think especially Dancing with the Stars brought a lot of light into our industry. And I've been lucky a few years ago, I helped them with choreography for their some dancers. And it's just amazing how, you know, it's so popular in our country. People really love it. And when they see it alive, it gives an extra step to that, because there is also, you know, it's an emotional feel. And when you're watching TV shows, you only can see the picture, but even that, you kind of engage in you when I see it more. But once it is live, it's just spectacular. We had it in Los Angeles, a very nice event coming up in end of October called Hollywood Dance Floor Championship. This is a professional ballroom dancing and dance competition. And we're going to be hosting there a show from Dancing Battle as well. So if anyone is around in Los Angeles and want to see ballroom dancing, I think that will be the event to come and to enjoy.
Looking forward to that. You're a great ambassador. We've had Edita on the show before. We've had Tony Davolani on the show before. Two great ambassadors for dance.
Yeah, they're great. They're actually my friends. So
yeah.
Happy, you know.
Yeah, great. We've had them.
The ballroom dancing is very good way of just getting out there and first of all watching it, and second of all, if you can try it yourself, there are so many health benefits and just enjoyment out of this. It's great.
And it's great. It's great exercise as well.
Yes, exactly.
We're wrapping up here with Anastasia, and we would invite everyone to check out her website, danceanddazzle.com. We'll put all the links in the show notes. And it's popular dance at Anastasia. How much more popular can it get?
Well, I should say that I think there is still room for that to grow. When I was still competing, I've been traveling a lot and done a lot of shows in Asia, in countries like Japan and China.
Sure.
It's extremely popular, and there is very much out there for people to see and enjoy. Almost every time it's televised, so it's extremely popular. And let's say if I would walk in Japan on the street, people would recognize it just because they've seen it on TV. Here in our country, we're very familiar with Dancing with the Stars. But it would be nice to see more competition and more like a real professional ballroom dance rather than just a show. I think people would enjoy it and maybe it would get interested in actually coming to the studio and trying it themselves. Because again, as I mentioned, there are so many benefits from that.
I think so as well. You're on to a great thing. Perfect for your next corporate gathering, red carpet event, party, formal event. This is great. And Anastasia, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. And please, everyone, enjoy ballroom dancing wherever you can.